Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop, a sextet out of the GTO, led by drummer-composer Ernesto Cervini, with three tracks from their album, A Canadian Songbook, and that indeed is what the album is. And it is now 12:02 Central Time, and just in case you were really wondering...
Streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. And yes, I hope we all do that. It's been 25 years on air now, and we're just chugging right along. And this program within CKUW is called Voyage. My name's Keith Black, jazz every Wednesday from 10 to 1. So then we're in that time frame now, so let's keep on going here. There's a brand new duet album out, and it's called Remembrance. It wasn't recorded last year, sort of thing. It was recorded, 2019 maybe. Got to check the notes here. I think it was recorded in 2019 with pianist Chick Corea and Bella Fleck, one of the very few jazz banjo players that... ever gets noticed, I suppose. And banjo is not, bluegrass and all that other stuff, yes, and sometimes they really are fabulous musicians, and so is Bella Fleck. But he happens to play jazz guitar, or jazz banjo as well. And he and Korea had a terrific duet album recorded during Korea's last European tour. Chick Corea died on the 9th of February in 21. And let me see now. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how old he was, and I don't have that information in front of me. But he did die in 21. A terrific and wonderful musician who did everything from sort of very, very small groups to large ensembles and everything in between. The one time I actually saw him was also in a duet form with Gary Burton on Vibes at the old Playhouse Theater many years ago here in Winnipeg. And the music was stunning, and their relationship between them was equally stunning. I have to say, having heard this new album a couple of times, Korea and Fleck have one of those sort of Vulcan mind meld sort of relationships themselves, and are very, very good together. The sound of the banjo is something that a lot of jazz people have to take a little bit of time to get used to, because it doesn't sound the way that a lot of jazz stuff sounds. And yet, listen to what this guy is doing. It's really very, very fine. So here are a couple of tracks. One of them is very, it's a very short improvisation, only goes a minute or so, with Chick Corea and Bella Fleck from the album called Remembrance. It's just been released, if you're wondering why. It was recorded in 19, but it's just been released very, very shortly. Here they are with three tracks, starting with the Otter Creek incident, then a very brief impromptu improvisation, and then Inital, Chick Corea and Bella Fleck. Thank you. Oh, yes. It's very interesting when you I've heard that now a few times, and it's there are definitely shades of the Gary Burton, Chick Corea, Crystal Silence music there. The tracks are there's a shade there of similarity. The sound is so different from the banjo to the vibes or whatever else, but they just play together, and then they play off each other and fly around those notes as if they really did have that mind meld I was referring to earlier. Bela Fleck on banjo and Chick Corea, God rest him, on piano there. Happily, Fleck is still alive, and it's out of Bela Fleck Productions, actually, that was released just in the last few days. A Remembrance is the appropriate title there, as it was toward the end of Korea's ability to tour in 2019. Great, neat album. I'll be playing more of that, too, because I really like it. Well, I'm moving back or forward or up or down, which however you want to mention it, to the local scene now. I played a few weeks ago. I mentioned something from the album called Upside Downwards by Trio Antipodes, and Antipodes meaning the very opposite end of the world. Like if you drill a hole right under where I'm sitting now, where it comes out is the antipodes of this point in geography. Keith Price on guitar, who is currently at the antipodes of Winnipeg, as he is in New Zealand, and that's pretty close to right across the earth. Keith on guitar, Jeff Preslaff on piano, and Graydon Kramer on drums are our Trio Antipodes. Performed and did concerts here 3 years ago, before Keith went to teach and play in New Zealand. But they're really cool. And I figured, okay, I'm going to play some. I've got to play some local on my 25th anniversary show. And this was my choice just because it was out and I really dug what they were doing on this album. From Upside Downwards, I'm going to play Max Headroom, Six Chords Commentary, and Tear Silver. Three tracks from Trio Antipodes.
Thank you.
Local trio Antipodes with three tracks from their terrific album called Upside Downwards. And I hope that Keith Price's new album, which I thought is in the works for some time this year, gets here before too long. And I certainly will sample it when it does. Well, it's 12:42. It's getting close to the end of our show today. So I think we will take us out with another brand new album. I think it... was officially released a few days ago as well. It's saxophonist Jason Robinson. I'll talk about it in a minute. I just want to say before I do how much I've enjoyed being here today. And I thank you all out there who have made it possible for me to, for 25 years, bring you thousands of tracks of jazz from all over the world and to try and keep the flame alive, if you will. And it has been a privilege and a pleasure for me. I don't think I'll be around for another 25 years, but I'll be back next week, as far as I know. So Come back again next week, and you'll have more of the same new old mix. And there's still some brand new stuff kicking around that I'm just itching to get on air. And that will happen in the next little while. My name's Keith Black, and it has been my great pleasure for 25 years, as this is the anniversary of my first show, bringing you jazz from all over the place, and I thank you all, as I mentioned, for allowing that to happen. I'll take us out with Jason Robinson, saxophonist and composer, from his new album. It's called Ancestral Numbers, and it's one of two albums he's going to release this year that are brought into play because of his ancestral feelings of involvement and the history of his family. And its subtitle is Love Note to My Family. And it has trombonist Michael Dessen, pianist Joshua White, bassist Drew Gress, and drummer Chess Smith. It's a very interesting album, and it's a very fine quintet there. And it has to do with a concept inextricable from the passage of time, end quote. And he's celebrating the reality of his lineage and the effect, obviously, that it has on all of our lives, as each of our families have clearly come from other places and done other things. Ancestral Numbers is the name of the album. And I'm going to take us out with the first track is called Malachi. It's the longest one. And then if there's any time left, Potentiality is the last one. Again, thanks for tuning in today. I'll be back next week. Look after yourselves in the next week or so. And I look forward to coming back again and hopefully playing something that you like next week. Bye for now. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.